truly one of those team efforts that certainly has to be pleasing to the coach and the staff. Five players in double figures. And you look at a couple of key stats. Certainly the 8 turnovers in the game stat is very pleasing, and a good job on points off turnovers as well. Vanderbilt 24 points off turnovers. And Coach, you catch an LSU team that's down a little bit. You kind of had a feeling it had a chance to be this kind of game, but I know you're pleased that your team made it that kind of game.
I really am, Joe, and very appreciative of that fact. In addition to happy, I thought our guys played with a lot of purpose. I thought they played for each other, and we had great balance today. I thought that Ross and Red were, you know, their improved play was just a big reason why we were a much better team today. And so it's fun to play that way. It's fun to win like that, and it's fun to get everybody involved and see everybody succeed.
You mentioned playing with purpose. Talk about maybe the focus. Certainly offensively, it looked like Jermaine, Red, guys looked like they were trying to penetrate more and create more things inside.
Well, I think that was just because that's what the defense presented to us. I thought we had better ball movement. We were crisper in our ball movement today. Still not where we want to be, and still hopefully not where we'll be now that we've got a week to practice. But I thought we did a great job of taking care of the ball, 21 assists and 8 turnovers. That's what we've been after. And when we play that way, then we're going to be a pretty efficient team offensively. That's why if you only turn it over 8 times, you can throw up 92 in a league game. Mm-hmm. So I was real pleased with, I mean, Jermaine had 9 assists and no turnovers, and that's a good day for any point guard. So we just got to keep it going, keep trying to get better, and keep getting better at the things that need improving.
I know you were disappointed with the last minute or so of the first half. You had it at 15, and you know they get the last 5 to get down to 10. What was the key to the stretch in the second half? They had cut it to 9, and then you sort of methodically went on and pulled away.
Well, I just thought that we started getting stops. You know, we mixed in our zone in the second half. I thought that was effective for the most part. But you know, defensively, I really wasn't pleased with how we played. I didn't think we played with the sharpness and. But in stretches we did. I thought in stretches we lost our concentration. But I thought when we were able to get the lead back, like you said, I thought our defense picked up, and we were just a little crisper on offense. We made some shots. At the end of the first half, we were on 37, and we had about 3 or 4 wide open looks and just missed them. And you know that's going to happen. Where we really had a chance to punch it out then, and then they scored the last 5. As you mentioned. One on a defensive breakdown on us right before the end of the half. And then in the second half, we got the lead and we kind of got it up there. And then I thought we lost our focus a little bit defensively. And then we went through a little bit of a drought where we didn't score much. And I think we were around 75 at that point. But again, by and large, we kept it on and we kept forcing the pace. And that was the key to the game, was our ability to force the tempo.
It's kind of one of those things that really wasn't talked about, wasn't said a lot. We talked about it a little bit in pregame, though. There was a little heat on this game to get this one. This was a big one to get.
Well, I told him yesterday it was our biggest game of the year thus far. And, you know, I told him that it just was. I mean, you can't sit there and try to hide behind it. This is a big game. And we've got to treat it like a big game. We've got to practice like it's a big game. And we've got to come out ready tomorrow like it's a big game. And, again, I thought by and large we did. We didn't ignore that. I thought our guys were pretty fired up to play this game.
And you mentioned now you've got some time to practice. 8 days between games now.
Yeah, we'll hopefully maybe get a little bit of time off, and then we'll go back at it. We've got some things that have to be improved and made better. But this is a good chance to do it. So hopefully we'll be able to make good use of this practice time.
Did it help you getting ready for this game, the fact that you'd already been through this Thursday-Saturday routine a couple of times?
Well, Joe, we had done that intentionally. When the SEC schedule came out, we actually, you know, adjusted some times of games and did some things in preparation for this very one right here, because I told our staff as soon as the schedule came out that I really dreaded the LSU game, because – you go to Kentucky, you go to Tennessee, and then you've got no time to prepare for a noon game on Saturday. You got to bus back, get back late at night, and I was really worried about this game in an overall sense. Now, I thought our guys were very focused, and that gave me a greater sense of confidence. They practiced well yesterday and were intent and attentive to what we were wanting. And so, and it showed today in their play.
Nice win to get. Good luck.
Thank you.